Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everybody. This is Fred, the Submarine Guy, coming to you on behalf of SubmarineGuy.com. I hope everybody's doing well. I'm going to go over an article I just wrote about how we survived our home-based business startup. This is a family business we run. It hadn't always been easy, so I'm going to give you a few tips on how that goes for us. So let's get started. A key factor in seeing good success in home business is getting family members on the same page in your business strategy. I must say, we didn't even have a business strategy until recently, so you can imagine the conflicts that might have arisen. Our home business experience started back in the mid-1990s when I responded to an ad on America Online. I joined an MLM and was going to create my fortune. Even back then, the hype was rampant. The group of guys that I joined with taught me how to post free ads on bulletin boards, which have died a well-deserved death between then and now, of course. But it was game on because we were getting prospects left and right. I was generating prospects, getting them to sign up for my free MLM like a madman. After I signed up about 400 people, I had only had about 5 people actually buying products. So you can imagine it wasn't exactly making my fortune yet. Something in this business strategy, which my wife and I had not discussed at this point, was not working correctly, obviously. So since we were both working full-time, me in the Navy, and my wife as a contractor, our kids were very young, taking up a lot of time, mostly her time, as I worked my MLM business at night in the basement. There was some friction on time spent versus return on investment, for sure. The ratio was not good. But it didn't matter. I knew we were on to something big, so I kept plugging away. On the 18th of April, 1999, I got a call from an MLM guru that I had met earlier a couple of years before. We were off to the races in a new company now. This time, though, the money was coming in thanks to our fear of loss automated online marketing system. It was really an early version of a good sales funnel programmed by some techies in their basement laboratories. I clearly remember when I got my first bonus check, which was just short of 4 figures, and brought it to my wife to show her. We were hooked and happy. Well, we still did not have a defined business strategy at this point. I was going to say we didn't have a well thought out business strategy, but the fact is we hadn't even thought about it and we hadn't discussed it at this point. Unfortunately, after a year or so, another group of techies knocked off our great recruiting system with ease and made it faster, better, cheaper, etc., so it was way more popular. Folks were fleeing our groups for theirs and we were left holding the wet mop. This happens more often than not in our industry, so it's always good to have your own personal marketing materials and strategy that don't rely on someone else's. That was a lesson I'd learned this for the first time and a few times later and later. So again, with no business strategy that we had discussed, I went into my greener grass mode. Yep, you guessed it. I joined every bright, shiny object or great sales pitch that I could find, looking for a miracle. I guess that's what I was looking for. Again, we didn't have a business strategy to guide us. At this point, I was retired from the Navy and working as a contractor. Money was good, wife was home with the kids, all was well in our world. My income kept going up and up with the contractor job, so I kind of stopped all the greener grass business thinking, thinking that MLM would never work for the long term. Then in 2004, I joined another MLM, I guess it gets in your genes after a while, and really focused. I didn't do anything else for a year or so in the home-based business arena, just focused on that one, and I really built a big team, which is still paying me today. It was starting to make sense, this MLM business thing, so we were happy again with the MLM results. Then in 2005, my wife rejoined the workforce, and our contractor income skyrocketed. Life was good, and I kind of let the MLM work go, stopping recruiting, thinking it would kind of have a life of its own. That, of course, never happens. It didn't this time, but, of course, I didn't know it at that time. Our business strategy was weak, to say the least. Our business strategy, weak as it was to pick up the MLM work when we approached retirement to build it up again to support us in our retirement. At least we had started talking about a business strategy at this point, though it was a rather weak strategy. Life was good until about 2013 when we both lost our contractor jobs within a few months of each other. I was out of work for a year. My wife is still not employed, and the job I picked up paid lower than the previous one. So we put some serious time into creating and implementing a new business strategy at this point. This time it started working. No overnight riches. Those don't exist, of course, but we knew each of us knew our business lane, and we supported each other and worked pretty well together. The biggest problems we had were with communication. Excuse me. The biggest problems we had were with communication. We'd been married since 1992, and you would think we would have worked out the communication thing by now. But with a new business strategy came new communication issues. We figured them out pretty quickly, but learned new rules to make sure we were understanding each other. It was sort of like the men are from Mars, women are from Venus problem, if you remember that book. We each were thinking that we were speaking clearly and precisely, but that's not always how it was heard on the other side. Communication is something we work on constantly. We have business strategy meetings every Thursday during happy hour time, and it's the consistency that helps keep us grounded. We also found out that we both still had the greener grass mentality. I guess that's kind of, something we all look for. We implemented a 24-hour rule to not buy anything on impulse, but give it 24 hours and the requirement to discuss it with the other partner. There just aren't that many legitimate easy buttons out there. Now we work very synergistically with defined roles which support each other. It's not perfect, so we keep working on our business strategy and implementation tactics every week. There are frequent changes in the work from home business environment, so there's a lot to talk about. You'll have to be able to modify your tactics if your business strategy dictates, but the strategy will keep you grounded so you don't get wild swings in tactical implementation. If you want to contact me, you can go over to www.submarineguy.com or send me an email, fred@submarineguy.com, and we'll stay in touch. Have a great day.